Dylan Allcott on Triple J.
Joined in studio by Elliot and Sam from the Rubens. That song was called God Forgot. And I got to say, I've been lucky enough to give the whole album a spin. And it's got this real like hip-hop R&B influence vibe to it. Mm-hmm. Is that something you were intentionally going for?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've always been super influenced by hip-hop and the rhythms of it and stuff. And we, I mean, you can hear it back in like Hoops and stuff, you know, that track. And then My Gun
back in the day.
Well, yeah, you know.
The number one song in the Hottest 100.
Yeah.
Nice humble brag there.
I wasn't trying to do that. But, you know, that like there's certain songs, even on our first album, that you could, you know, you could hear the influence, I think. And we just really wanted to like go in that direction more. And it was very intentional. We got, obviously, hip-hop producers to help us.
Who did you get to help?
Little Shalimar and Wilder Zobie are their producer names. Torbert and Wilder, two brothers from Brooklyn.
Yeah, and they've had some influence on some big albums. They did Run the Jewels 3, yeah?
What? Hear what I say. We are the business today. Fuck shit is finished today. RT and J. We the new PB&J. We dropped the classic today. We did a tablet of
and two and three, I think.
Or both.
Yeah.
Man, that's a good get. How do you find these guys?
They LP is half of Run the Jewels. He was a solo artist just before Run the Jewels started. He was touring over here in Australia doing the Laneway tour, on the Laneway tour. Yeah, so we met them. Torbert and Wilder were part of his band. So we just sort of kept in very, very loose contact over the years and would catch them at shows in New York. And then I hit them up, basically. I was like, because, when you're trying to make an album, it comes to a point where you're like, oh, we've got to find a producer. Obviously, you can self-produce, but we wanted someone, an outside influence. And we were racking our brains for like, who do we know? Like, otherwise, you're just sort of sending out demos to people you've never met before. Mm. And then I was like, wait a second, we kind of know these guys.
How do you do that? Do you slide into their DMs?
Well, luckily we kept close enough that it wasn't weird. So
okay.
One of their buddies, like our mutual friend in New York, Shannon, who there's a place called Max Fish, which is like an iconic New York bar that they sort of own a share in. So that's sort of luckily where we hang out with them. And I went to a Run the Jewels show with Wilder, one of the producers, and then we had an after party, and that was when I hit him up. He knew that we were interested though, just through, I guess, like mutual friends and stuff. He knew that the Rubens were wanting to talk about this stuff.
Now, I've got to say, it's real catchy melodies throughout the whole album. It's real infectious. I've been spinning it heaps. We have been here at Triple J. I want to know, it's getting stuck in my head. Do you ever get your own songs stuck in your head?
Yeah, definitely. But mainly because you just labor over them so much. Like, you'll be sitting in the studio listening to the loop of some chorus over and over and over again. It's like, it's almost not by choice, I think.
So like one Tunabo Bay kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like a...
It's like torture method.
Yeah, it's self-torture. Yeah.
Like waterboarding, but with your own music.
Yeah,
your own
pretty music, much. Yeah. Pretty much.
That's heavy. I like it.
It's hard to get out the other end of the album and actually still like it. And I'd actually still
do you like this one?
I do, man. I listened to it in the car the other day and I realized like, yeah, well done, boys. This is pretty good.
I love a little bit of self-love. It is a great album. You're allowed to say that.
Try very hard.
Dylan Allcott on Triple J.